Hello, Eileen. I thought I'd try to send you a quick message to encourage you and answer your question for you as best I can with God's help. Number one thing I want to encourage you to do is to go listen to a message that I have on my YouTube channel. It's part of the John 7:17 challenge. It's about 55 minutes long, and I believe it's called How to Hear God Speak. I cannot remember the day it is. I need to remember this. I tell a lot of stories in there about God speaking, how he has spoken to me, the various ways he speaks in the Bible. If you haven't listened to that already, please do. And then finally, I just wanted to encourage you, don't get worried about God speaking to you every day outside of his word. God primarily speaks to me through his word. But just even this morning or yesterday, God will providentially guide me to certain scriptures that speak to the exact situation that I'm facing. That comes as a result of obedience. So once God sees your long-term obedience and your fear of the Lord, God will reward you by giving you guidance. Psalm 32:8, Psalm 25:12. God will reveal himself and make his ways known to you. So the most important thing is to know is that God speaks through his word. So this morning I'm reading God's word and I'm studying it very diligently, and God teaches me and gives me insight into his word. And that is God speaking to me. It's not always specifically about, I want you to do this or don't do this or don't move forward. Many times it's just him speaking through the word. And then the final point is, be careful that you're not comparing the grace in my life with the grace in your life. What I see is God's grace rises to the level of suffering or to the level of difficulty of mission. So for example, in direct proportion to how much I have suffered, I have also seen God's grace rise to the level of that. So I always tell people, well, if you haven't been through a 2.5 year divorce from hell where you're called every name in the book and your children are taken away and horrible things happen and you lose all your money and your mom persecutes you and calls you all these terrible names, don't expect to see the same level of grace in your life that I have in mine. But if you've gone through more, you may perhaps expect to see more of God's grace. And one of the things that God graced me with was this very clear communication, because for my personality style and for my relationship and for my mission, I'm a full-time worker. God is constantly having to give me more guidance. He encourages me. He tells me of things that will happen in advance. I'm sure I've already covered a lot of that in videos. So just be careful. It's God's responsibility to speak to you. If I could just tell you this, don't try so hard. If God is not making something clear to you, if he's not speaking to you, then he's waiting for you to either do what he last asked, or he's waiting for you to get in the word and to learn a few more things about him and his ways. I have never found that God has had a problem speaking to me. He does it many different ways, and I don't even worry so much about the way. It's God's responsibility to make something clear to me. It's my responsibility to have a spiritual receptivity. Am I looking for God to speaking to me? Am I believing God will speak to me? Am I asking God to speak to me? If I'm doing all those things and I'm obeying him in the basics of my life, I've surrendered my whole life to Christ. The Bible says I belong to Christ because I've surrendered my life to Christ. John 8:47. You do not hear from God because you do not belong to God. Those who belong to God hears what he says. So you'll hear him understanding his word first. Then you can trust that God knows how to providentially guide you to specific scriptures to give you guidance. All that responsibility is on the Father, not yours. You don't have to try so hard. But I would ask you, are you doing the basics? Are you forgiving others? Are you being poor in spirit? Are you being merciful? Are you loving money? Have you surrendered your life to God? Have you asked God to have his way in your life and heart? Is there any idolatry? Do you value children or spouses or a job, a career, where you live, family members more than God? See, I gave up all of that for God. And the Bible says, who is the man who fears the Lord? He, God, will instruct him in the way chosen for him. Psalm 25:12. So, when you give up everything for the Lord, and you, it's a process. It takes time. It doesn't happen right away. It happened for me pretty quick because my circumstances were dire. I was going through one of the worst divorces many people had ever seen in their life. So God immediately began to speak to me, just like it says in the book of Job. He speaks to them in their affliction. God can use other people to speak to you, Perhaps God has said something through me via the Holy Spirit now that has ministered to you. That's God speaking to you. God can speak in many, many different ways. But I want to encourage you, go listen to the message that I speak about this. And I tell all these different stories about God speaking and pay attention to the most important point. Obeying God. If you get busy obeying the words that God has already spoken, Eileen, He's already spoken so many words that we're not obeying. And you have to ask yourself, just as I would, why would God speak to me beyond the Bible when I'm not yet even obeying the words He wrote in it? I'm not saying you're not, but most Christians are not even obeying the basics of Christianity. And then they're wanting God to speak to them about all of these personal things in their life. And most of it's for selfish reasons. Tell me when I'm going to get that new spouse. Tell me when I'm going to get that new career. Tell me what you want me to do about this relationship. Tell me what you want to do about these finances. But yet that Christian might be living in rebellion or in ignorance of God's already spoken words in the Bible. I hope that message will encourage you when you go listen to it. And may God bless you to know Him more and more. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.